All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Yeah, you guys are probably not going to be this excited for quite some time because, lo and behold, oh my goodness, the news is broken and we've got plenty to talk about. It's Barry, Nick, and myself. The suspects are on the air and, whoo, baby, fellas. Talk about a guy who jumped off at the right time. You done?
It sounded like the Joker.
That's like the biggest joke of a franchise.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez, you have got to be kidding me. I am so glad I'm a Chiefs fan now.
That's what I said. You jumped off at the right time.
Good Lord.
And no one, I don't think, in their wildest dreams thought, you know what? But it could get worse before it gets better. Look, and then the funny thing was I woke up this morning, and because I'm not in my normal routine because Taylor doesn't have to go to school, so I just flipped through the Twitter and I see Dustin has sources banging on Peter King of Sports Illustrated, who had thrown a rumor out there that there might be the possibility that Bill O'Brien would entertain trading DeAndre Hopkins. And he's like, do better, Pete. And I'm going, yeah, really, seriously. Like, I know O'Brien's done a lot of dumb stuff, but there's no way he would do
who
something
do
like
better,
this.
Pete?
Dustin has sources.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
well, his source is probably not that good.
Well, and yeah. And then obviously, then we started kicking around a little bit before the show, and I said to Nick, you know, the one thing that always is a possibility is Peter King either knows that an agent or another team said, hey, either Bill O'Brien brought it up or we brought it up to Bill O'Brien and he didn't completely poop on it to where maybe there is some truth to the fact that maybe he would consider doing it, but you're like, nah, there's no way. Then we're all here and Fred walks in and goes, hey, the Texans just traded for oft-injured running back David Johnson. I was like, wow, I had the article up this morning. They looked at it. I was like, for what? They're like, well, they're not saying yet, but you got to believe it's like a seventh-round pick or something like that. And then, like, we all just in stunned silence went, wait a minute, what? They traded Hopkins?
I swear, Bill O'Brien must be a Titans fan. It's the only reason I can think of why he's running this franchise into the ground. He's either a Titans fan or a Cowboys fan, or he hates the McNairs, or I don't know what it is. All I know is that everything he does is to the detriment of this franchise thus far. And
I said it's the one listen, move that Cal that he might not be able to survive.
I don't understand the logic of a broken down old running back who has the third highest contract
there you go.
For running backs in the NFL.
That's what I was waiting for.
And so he trades him for a guy a year younger than a running back, which, by the way, running back age and wide receiver age, two different things. A 28-year-old running back is like a 30-something-year-old wide receiver. It's just running backs age really fast. So you got a 27-year-old wide receiver who is one of the two or three best in the game, whose salary ranks 17th among wide receivers. So you trade him for a bust and a broken down beater of a running back who's got the third. This is the most asinine, ignorant, stupid trade I've seen. Does it mean it's going to work or not work? We don't know. But I tell you what, it doesn't make sense right now.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think so either.
All you
got to do is look at the numbers.
How do you make that decision? I've heard a couple things. Like Hopkins didn't want to go to practice. We were talking about that. And maybe he resented him against that. We also saw Aaron Wilson tweet out about how he may have wanted more money and they didn't want to alter the $40 million, I guess, remaining or on his contract. He probably wanted more money. Regardless, you keep that guy. Whatever your relationship is, you make it work. I don't understand why. Because every single one of his moves Dolan Berry seems like an ego move. It does not seem like an objective move, in my opinion.
Not only that, Nick, it's also a relationship move. Let's go right down the list. If you don't get along with and or don't like Bill O'Brien or he doesn't like you, you're gone. Let's start right away with Gain, Brian Gain. The fact that because he didn't like Brian Gain was gone. But before Brian Gain was gone, the rumor was he didn't like Jadeveon Clowney. Gain did. Because of that, he wanted to make sure after Gain was gone that another guy he didn't like, Clowney, was gone, regardless of what he got in return. And now you hear that Hopkins is gone because you didn't like the fact that he didn't practice a whole lot during the week just so he was ready for game days on Sundays. So basically, he's allowed to do whatever the hell he wants, and if he doesn't like you, you should have your bags packed.
The thing that amazes me about this is that there was an article on NFL.com 3 weeks ago, February, it was written on Valentine's Day, about the fact that the Cardinals GM had to come out and say, we're not cutting David Johnson. He was that bad that people were saying, oh, the Cardinals should cut him, or they're going to cut him, or it makes sense to cut him. And the only reason they didn't is because the cap hit they would take if they cut him. So you decide to give up one of, if not the best wide receiver in football for a guy who was on the verge of being cut. Okay. And that makes sense to you. How? Because you picked up a second-round pick and a fourth-rounder next year? Oh, what if we get a receiver with that second-round pick? Great. He's still got a long way to go to fill Nuke's shoes.
Like, a lot of the rumors, too, was you're going to restock all the draft picks that you had lost out in the Tunsil deal and all these other deals as part of it. You'd have to get at least a first back for DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, no, not so fast, my friend. No, you don't.
A second and a fourth.
Let's also take this a step further, guys. Here's the one thing why this franchise is heading in the downward direction, and it is going fast. Because you can think about how stupid the move is. You can criticize everybody for trading your best player, but your second best player is not going to be happy. And your second best player's contract is coming up. And your second best player's best friend on the team, who they went to the same university within a year or two of each other, is none other than your starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson is going to be so ticked off that this is the one move that could absolutely alter all of this goodwill, and I love the Texans, and I love OB, and the offense is great for me, and all the different goodwill and the things that he says to be the front PR man for Bill O'Brien and the Texans. This is the one move that could change all of that, and he could say, you know what, either trade me or realize I'm out.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, somebody just tweeted and said, well, they saved $24 million over the next 3 years. You don't save money. You've got to spend it on somebody. And if you've got one of the best wide receivers in football, you spend the money on talent. You don't reserve the money just because, you're not living. I mean, this is an NFL franchise, not a coupon club. You're not trying to save money. You're trying to spend money on talent. You had talent. You traded that talent for a guy who lost it. And you're not saving money. Go spend the money on something.
No, and you, Barry,
and
this
if you've got
back,
a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, right? If you know you've got one of the best receivers in football and one of the best, the most dynamic quarterbacks in football, why would you break up that tandem?
Here's the one thing it screams to you, right? Is exactly what we've been saying and preaching on this show for a long period of time now. Most of the owners in this league are only worried about profits. They're only worried about the bottom line. And winning is just an added bonus. Well, Cal McNair just showed you that as much as he says, as we, you know, do all these different things with his press release about bringing O'Brien back and all the moves that O'Brien made and the coaching staff and everything else, hey, this is also that we can go to try and pursue a world championship in 2020. No, you know what this is? This is me cutting the bottom line, still making sure we're profitable as all get out and not caring a rat's ass about anything else.
I don't know what the... I don't know. I would love to know what his thought process is. And I'm sure.
Who, Cal or Bill?
Bill. I would like to know what his thought process was behind this. Is he like, well, we're going to make a run at this guy or that guy? Or because on the surface, this is just beyond stupid. So I want to reserve a small amount of judgment because maybe, just maybe, Bill O'Brien has a bigger plan. Maybe we're just not privy to it yet, right? Like, maybe he's Daryl Morey and we don't know it. He's playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers. But on the surface, when you trade one of the two or three best players at their position for one of the worst at their starting-wise at their position, and just to get a draft pick, an unproven guy, doesn't make any sense.
I want to know who initiated the talks, and then if the answer is Bill O'Brien, my follow-up question would be why, and I want two genuine answers. That's what I want. And that goes to what you're saying, Barry. Maybe he has a bigger plan that we're not privy to, and perhaps he is doing something that we all don't know. I don't think so, because he's made too many bad decisions in the past, but we'll see. Time will only tell.
I mean, look, I thought it was Houston's dirty little secret that we talked about until the Chiefs game. Everybody knew what a bumbling idiot this guy was on the sidelines with all the different things we talked about from game management and the red flag and the timeouts and everything that he's done. But it was also basically kind of isolated to just being Houston's problem that they see because they watched all the games. Then the Chiefs game happened, and all of a sudden it became Exhibit A for being one of the biggest, dumbest head coaches in the league. And also the Tunsil trade and giving up so much without trading him to, or without getting him signed to an extension. Then it became more of a national awareness of what Bill O'Brien is. Then he pulls this. How can he not be the poster child for just idiotic behavior in the NFL?
Here's the great thing is Kenny Stills is a free agent after this year, this coming season.
Mm-hmm.
Will Fuller, which, you know, if you can trust him or not, is a free agent after 2020 as well. So you're losing Stills and Fuller. You might you're probably not going to franchise one of those guys. No. So if you don't sign them, you've now lost D-Hop, and then at the end of this next season, you will have lost Fuller and Stills. So what is that? Is QT your number one receiver? This is dumb.
Plus,
I just don't get it. You made Kenny Stills your number one when that guy, Barry, it wasn't even involved in your game plan enough to be able to
Barry,
base anything on that.
You thought Carlos Hyde at 5 evidently was too much, so you let him walk. So you trade for a running back coming off an injury that's got guaranteed money to the tune of over $10 million a year?
I'm telling you, Bill O'Brien hates Houston. He does. He hates Houston.
How can he hate
a
place where they've given him more power,
no,
more freedom, and more money to win nothing?
Bill O'Brien hates the city. He probably, every time J.J. Watt does something great for our city, it probably just pisses Bill O'Brien off. He's like, oh, you raise money for this city? Fine, I'm trading Nuke. Okay. Oh, you're gonna donate money to help people during coronavirus? Okay. I'll just trade away DeAndre Hopkins and piss the city off again. Yeah. How about that?
Well, ask and you shall receive. We had a lot of people asking us, what are you going to talk about with all this coronavirus stuff, no sports? Well, Bill O'Brien just set the table and he's serving dinner. We'll be back with a whole lot more, obviously. It's just getting started. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
People everywhere, stupid people got stupid hair. Stupid people, they don't care.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, just getting it rolling on ESPN 97.5. Good to have Barry back after 3 days off. Nicholas, obviously, holding down the fort while you were out and about, but bet you didn't expect that you were going to walk into this today.
No, not at all. I had all kinds of topics to discuss about the trip and all that stuff, and then the sports gods just give us something that, you know, I mean, we could eat up a whole day talking about how stupid Bill O'Brien is.
No question.
I'm just glad I have already jumped ship, and you should see my timeline on Twitter, how many people were like, I thought you were dumb. And now I get it. I'm like, yeah, okay. How many more times is he going to have to screw up that franchise before you guys see the light and stop being Texan fans? I'm telling you right now, I will reiterate what I said after the Chiefs game. If you spend money on this franchise, you're the dummy. I'm telling you, if you go to these games, if you buy these tickets, if you pay for their merch, you are the dummy. Not Bill O'Brien, not Cal McNair. You're the idiot.
Yeah, period. I mean, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking when I realized this wasn't some big joke, and I thought this is the one move and one of three players that could actually get this guy the fate that most of the city hopes he has to endure quickly, and that is for them to get rid of him. Hopkins, Watson, and Watt are the three guys.
There's three guys you don't trade.
Those three guys are just untouchables and are synonymous with what this franchise actually has positive-wise. Now to take this guy, and again, because you've made so many dumb moves where even the moves that made sense, like the Tunsil trade and getting Stills as part of it, you gave up too many picks, but you thought, well, at least you got your left tackle of the future. Then you find out, well, you didn't because you didn't sign him to an extension.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're like, okay, well, if you're going to trade Hopkins, and even you said, and some of the articles that came out said, well, one of the things that makes sense is if you're entertaining trading Hopkins, it has to be to restockpile all of the draft picks that sure. you threw away.
Get
and
a
instead,
one, a
you don't
twos.
Even get a one in this deal.
Yeah, you get a two and a four. A two this year and a four next year. That's what you got. Because David Johnson, I don't see how the guy, this dude has the third highest salary on this team now. David Johnson does.
And again, you
could broken.
Let me say this to Barry. I mentioned the Hyde part of this deal. You didn't want to pay Hyde $5 million, which you were going to have to pay him more than you were paying Duke Johnson in order to keep him. And he had a very, very good year for you mm-hmm. coming off the scrap heap. Now, the Atlanta Falcons are cutting Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another guy you don't have to pay a single thing for except for to work out a contract for. And the fact of the matter is that Freeman's probably a better option than even Hyde and way better than David Johnson. Then when we were talking and we got the news in the hallway and we didn't know that Hopkins was part of the deal, you thought, well, here's a guy you're getting that before he got hurt was really good until we looked up the contract numbers and went, oh, goodness, why are you doing this?
Who was really good?
Before,
David Johnson?
David Johnson
he had
before
one good
he got
year.
The, he had a good year.
One good year. One good year. DeAndre Hopkins has been one of the best wide receivers in football.
Yeah.
For, what, the last 5-6 years?
Yep.
I don't, the logic behind this is just, it does not make any sense to me at all. If the Cardinals needed a wide receiver and you wanted to make a move for, then I would still be like, what are you doing? But you could trade Kenny Stills and flip him for David Johnson, and I would still be like, well, that was kind of dumb. But, oh, you picked up some draft picks, so that was smart. Good job. This is just doesn't make any sense.
Kudos if you're Arizona, by the way, because remember now, late in the year, you got Kenyon Drake from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So now you've got a younger, healthier running back. You get rid of the big, huge salary that was bogging you down. You put Larry Fitzgerald on the other side of DeAndre Hopkins, and you give Kyler Murray a stable of weapons that he's got to be going, oh, man. And Cliff Kingsbury wants to open up the offense? Good night. If you're the Cardinals, you couldn't have had a better day. If you're the Texans and your fans, like you said, you beat me to it because I was going to throw it in your lap going, remember before when you said about like get not wearing the gear anymore, whether you donate it to charity or whatever, and stop buying the tickets and whatever?
If
the last move wasn't the Chiefs game that pushed you over the edge, how can this not be?
It doesn't make any sense. You've got a wide receiver who, like I said, he's missed two games in his career. He's missed two games in his career. And twice in his career, he played and started in 15 games. His rookie season started and played in 16 games. 2017, missed one game. This past year, missed one game. On the contrary, David Johnson has started and played in 16 games twice in his career. And it wasn't last season. He wasn't even the starter. He played in 13 games, started 9 of them. One game in 2017, 5 games as a rookie in 2015. It just does. I'm just baffled by this whole thing. You've got, you know, he's already broken down. He's already proven that, you know, he looks to be a flash in the pan. He had the one great year. It was a great year. You said, you were like, oh, this is a multi-dimensional beast out there.
He was
there.
A fantasy football stud for that one year. You know, everybody said he had to be the first pick overall in the draft the following year because of that one year. But again, the Cardinals made a dumb move and locked him up big time. And he has a major injury.
Year one of his career, 8 touchdowns. Year two, 16. Since 2016, the 3 years, he's had 9 touchdowns. And 7 of those were in 2018. He had 2 last year. It's just, it does not make any sense whatsoever.
Somebody said, what's the analogy in another sport that involves Houston? The only thing I could come close to is trading James Harden for John Wall.
I wouldn't say James, because that would be, just to me, that's Watson or J.J. Watt.
Oh, I don't know, man. If you're talking about the best receiver in football, or even if he's in the discussion of the top 3.
It would be trading Russ for...
I said John Wall, because not only did he tear the ACL, but then he tore his Achilles falling down the stairs.
To me, it'd be like trading Russell Westbrook for Isaiah Thomas. You know, at one time, he was a flash in the pan, did really great, but since then.
Kind of a hurt.
Yeah.
And he got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt too. Yeah,
you just, I mean, that's what the Texans did if you were looking for.
So either Harden for John Wall or Isaiah Thomas for Russell Westbrook. But either way you look at it, you look like complete idiots if you're the one sending away the all-star that's healthy.
Just dumb.
And I'm with Barry. If he does something and he has some bigger plan to get better players, I don't see how. When you
What's
consider
the bigger
what,
plan? You sign Amari Cooper?
Yeah. I mean, when you consider what you got back and the fact that they swapped fourth rounders too, it's the second and a fourth, and I believe they swapped the fourth. Why would you do? There's nothing that shows me that there's a bigger picture here.
And here's the thing,
maybe
Nick,
there is.
Because even if you sign Amari Cooper, you got to pay top dollar for him because you know that's what he wants. Watson, I mean, D-Hop's contract was manageable for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So even if he wanted to renegotiate. You can work that out. You don't have to be like the Cowboys and say, well, if you want to renegotiate, we have to do it. No, you don't.
You had D-Hop for 3 years, plus you could have franchised him for two more. That's 5 years, the prime of Deshaun Watson's career. You would have had one of the best receivers in football. And now you don't. So I don't know what their thought is. I can just tell you, I'm looking at 2020 free agents that are wide receivers. Let's see. It is pretty ugly.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders, Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb.
Cooper's been on record saying he wants to be a Cowboy.
Rashad Perryman, Robbie Anderson. These are some of the better names on there.
You going to trade for OBJ? Still got to pay him.
I don't know what the plan is.
You better hope he's got one.
That's all. That's the only saving grace in this, and I'll hold out that little 5 or 10% of my anger and judgment. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't have a plan to flip this into a superstar, a stud, one of the best at their position,
you traded one of the best at the position.
But that's what I'm saying. If he was to get like an OBJ because he packaged a second and a fourth and, you know, Fuller. Oh, okay. Maybe. But then are you really better without D-Hop and Fuller? I don't know.
And the relationship that he's got with your quarterback.
Yeah.
That's got to be factored in, too. And again, that's now the negative, because now, whether he hides it well or not, and how good a PR guy he's been in the past, I'm telling you right now, you guys got to be real careful and watch Deshaun Watson, because this could be the next one that says I want out.
Tweeted out and just put,
He did, and before that, someone caught the reaction and then had to delete it of when they actually told him, and he was not happy.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him.
So we'll see how it goes. We see the calls lining up. We're going to get to some calls. We're going to keep talking about this. But who'd have thunk it? The NFL, the only league that isn't on hiatus right now, comes back in a big way in Houston, and not a big way if you're a Texans fan. We'll talk about it more. Coming up next, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Best in the business. That's what we do. You guys want answers. You don't want smoke blown up your ass. And everybody over at other places telling you what a great move this is. We bring in Lance Zierlein. We bring in the man who can understand, I don't know, even this one. You've got all the sources, NFL Network and the Bench in the Morning here. I know you were in disbelief because I saw it firsthand. I mean, how can you continually, if anybody over there, how can you justify these moves?
This is from a team. This is a guy from a team. I've gotten about six of these.
Okay.
You can read what he says.
Let me see.
Go ahead.
He's old. He's got to put.
Bill just not like.
No. Oh. Start there.
People have to be going nuts in Houston right now.
And then you read me.
Losing their bleeping minds.
And then he says,
did Bill just not like the person? Just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I said he hates Houston, Lance. I really believe Bill O'Brien is a Titans fan or a Colts fan or something. That's the only thing I can think of. I wanted to ask you this. Is there a plan that we don't know about? Is there a bigger... Is Bill O'Brien playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers? Because I'm holding out 5 or 10% hope for that.
If it was Maury, you would say yes. Maury's got a plan.
Yeah.
With Bill O'Brien, I think he has a plan. There is no I doubt that it's really well thought out. And what I mean, and I'm not, you know, I'm just saying this. This is reality. I'm not. This is not me going after him or having an agenda. There has been a lack of understanding of value. You traded for Laremy Tunsil. You gave up a package that was akin to a top-rated pass rusher in Khalil Mack. That was the draft picks you gave up. And for mm-hmm. people say, you needed that. Yeah, you did need that. But there is a retail and there's a wholesale. And nobody pays retail. Nobody pays retail except for retail positions, and that's getting a quarterback. Because one left tackle can't fix an entire offensive line. Mm. There's never been a situation where one player fixed an O-line. That's a team.
Wouldn't you also sign him to an extension as part of the deal?
Well, that was the bigger problem. You could live with, say, you really – they got over on you on this package, but as long as you lock him up long-term – the problem was you didn't negotiate a long-term deal.
Right.
And so now he holds all the cards, and he has not agreed to a contract as of yet. That's mistake number one. The deal that they gave up for Duke Johnson, a fourth that elevated to a third based on, I think it was playing time, that should have been a sixth that became a fifth. He's a $4 million backup. The Browns, people who worked for the Browns at that time told me we would have taken a sixth – maybe a fifth for Duke. And
what about the Clowney deal?
They're giving up a third. The Clowney deal, you didn't like Clowney. You wanted him out of the building, so you got a third rounder in exchange. Seattle just says we could let him walk and get a third rounder in exchange in return as a compensatory pick. Right. It's a free one-year rental, basically. It's just, they had to pay his contract. You flip that the Clowney third rounder you got for Gerrion Conley, who the Raiders were unhappy with, who was not even a starting level cornerback for the Raiders. So you flip Clowney for Conley. Just a terrible value move. One guy is a rusher, pass rusher, and one guy is a cornerback who is not a cornerback one. Like, it's not even feasible.
It's not like you upgraded a different position.
No.
You got worse.
And you didn't replenish your draft
picks. You didn't replenish draft picks. But here's what Bill O'Brien's thinking. Well, we need a cornerback, so we got cornerback. As long as you look at it like that, then you're looking at it like you are. You're frankly looking at it like you're a coach. You're not looking at it like a GM. And GMs understand we can't just say we need cornerback, so we got a cornerback. We need left tackle, so we got one. You got to understand the price that you pay. And right now, what you did is because you have a personality conflict, and now they're leaking that there was financial whatever.
They didn't want to re-sign him long term. They didn't want.
Well,
he wanted
to renegotiate.
They didn't want to restructure his deal.
He wanted to renegotiate.
At this point, it's too early.
He didn't like Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien didn't like him.
But here's the thing,
Lance, before the season even started.
You've seen football forever, from your dad's days all the way through all your experiences, and you know that if you're going to be a Belichick, if you're going to be a Nick Saban, you got to win to have that kind of arrogance, ego, and that kind of that shield, right?
Correct.
But where have you ever seen a situation where, let's go right down the list, if he doesn't like Brian Gain's gone. If he didn't like Clowney, Clowney's gone. If he doesn't like Hopkins, Hopkins gone. I mean, he has so much power. For what? What has he won besides division titles?
Nothing. And he's got, now that Cal McNair's the owner, I mean, he's got all... It is a one-man show. It's a two-man show. He and Jack Easterby run the whole thing. They ran Gain out of town, even though we thought they were aligned. They ran – he didn't like Clowney. He ran Clowney out of town, you know, which is fine. I get it. But if you want to move Clowney, get decent value. You would have been better off trading DeAndre Hopkins for a first – now, remember, you got a first and second for Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. You could have got a first and third, worst-case scenario, but probably a first and second. And then not even taking on David Johnson. Say, we don't even want David Johnson's contract. We don't want his money. And if that is part of the deal where you have to take on David Johnson's contract, then you tell them, well, then we're damn sure getting a first.
Right, you're doing them
a favor. We're damn sure getting a first. Because David Johnson, there are people who are remembering. People who are getting really excited about David Johnson clearly paid no attention to David Johnson last year.
The last couple years.
Yeah, and the injury, too.
Yeah, I gave some of his stats. It just doesn't make sense. When you look at the fact that D-Hop has missed two games in his entire career, when you consider, not just forget the fact that David Johnson has fallen off since 2016. What about the fact that two-thirds of your receiving core that exists now can't stay on the field? For whatever reason, Kenny Stills is your one, and that's terrible. That's not good.
So you have an ineffective running back, at least coming off of the short-term
analysis.
You have Will Fuller can't stay on the field. Kenny Stills is, I mean, he's a wide receiver three at best. That's what he is. I mean, he's fine. I like him as wide receiver three.
See, I would
three,
think he was a two. And I'm sure you can make that. But he wasn't even featured enough.
For a high achieving team, he's not a two.
Okay.
And everything that you build should be built on the concept of we are building to be a champion. So you've got Will Fuller, who is most teams would probably not pick up the fifth-year option on him, or maybe they'd pick it up and then they'd let him walk. Texans, I think they may re-sign him. If he stays healthy this year, which is a huge coin flip, I think the Texans re-sign him, which is crazy.
Let's talk about the residual. Amazing. Let's talk about the fact that seemingly his best friend on the team is the guy that's contract is coming up next. The guy that everybody knows is your franchise quarterback in Deshaun Watson. He has to be stunned by this. This could be, in terms of the next domino to fall, instead of being Mr. I support Bill O'Brien, I love the offense, OB's here, I love playing for him kind of stuff. This is the kind of move to me that says he could just completely pull a 180 and go, you know what? I'm out.
100%. And that's why the Texans now, they have no leverage with him either. They have to, if he says, I don't want to sign, I'm going to wait it out, they're going to have to keep, they'll pay him, they'll franchise him. A franchise tag is, franchise tag is going to be in the neighborhood after it's all said and done, depending on when, when a deal gets done for Pat Mahomes. Franchise tag is going to be around $37 million. So Deshaun could just say, give me the 1 year $37 million. That's fine. I'm going to get my way out of town, and then they'll have to trade him and try to get something in return for him. I mean, it is, if he decides he doesn't want to be here, he can hold you up for $41 million, $42 million.
And you say hold you up. Tunsil's holding an agent's holding a blank check right now, too, because you want more egg on your face? Look at all the draft picks you gave up and watch Tunsil walk.
I'm telling you, I cannot. This has the potential. If it's worst case, we're dealing with a lot of best case, worst case scenarios lately with what we're going through right now anyway. Mm-hmm. You want to talk from a sports standpoint? Worst case scenario is you hang on to Laremy Tunsil for a couple more seasons, and then he's gone. You're going to have to trade him to try to get some draft picks back because you're going to lose two firsts, and a second will be gone, and you're going to have to try to get back something in return for Laremy Tunsil if he decides he doesn't want to be a Houston Texan. Because wherever he goes, he'll get paid. If he stays in Houston, he'll keep getting paid. You'll almost have to keep him as long as you can, but once you don't have him under contract, if you keep him for as long as you can and then you try to trade him, the less club control you have, the less value coming back in return for a trade. So it is to me just catastrophic, this regime right now, their inability to recognize value of how you operate and how you maneuver in the landscape. Rick, say what you want about Rick Smith, but he understood what the price tags were for everything. And this is really, really bad because you got, in essence, you got a second rounder for DeAndre Hopkins. You flip-flop force. You got a second rounder and an expensive running back.
Right.
When, frankly, you could have drafted a running back with Duke Johnson, and you would have been fine.
You could have brought any of the running backs you had.
There's a ton of free agents.
Just bring Hyde back. Overpaying is $5 million. Go get Freeman, who's just been cut by the Falcons, if you really want an experienced guy. But you're not paying him David Johnson money for damaged goods.
You have to look at it this way. Is this offense better with Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins and Carlos Hyde? Or is it better with Deshaun Watson, Kenny Stills, and David Johnson?
Yeah.
It's not even close.
It's not even close. And your idea is, okay, well, we're going to pick up a second-round pick. And this is a very deep wide receiver draft. God forbid Bill O'Brien tries to package picks and move up into the first round to get a wide receiver.
I was going to say, Will Fuller was a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, that's even worse.
And here's
the other thing. Move up.
Even if you get rid of him now, if you say this is the one move that could actually force the hand of the Texans to get rid of Bill O'Brien, damage is already done.
Oh, yeah.
Because now the cupboard's empty of draft picks, the salaries that you're going to have to pay are huge, and you traded away arguably your best player.
You have no margin for error because you're about to give up $60 million for a quarterback and a tackle. If they sign, you have no margin for error. You just gave Bradley Roby money, which was good. I'm glad Bradley Roby came back. But no margin for error. You could have gone cheap. You could have gone cheap at running back, picked up anybody off the free agency. You can find running backs. It's not the hardest thing in the world.
You could have drafted
Austin Eckler was an undrafted free agent. Arian Foster is an undrafted free agent. I mean, you can find running backs. It's not hard.
Melvin Gordon's a free agent. Yeah. Freeman just got let go by the Falcons. There's a long list of guys lining up to get a second chance.
There was no reason to take on $7 million a year for the next 2 years or whatever. Crazy. I think that's what it is. So
unbelievable.
I don't know. It's a big, big concern for me that you lose an elite wide receiver. And now the other two guys have some injury issues that you have. And Stills, who doesn't practice during the year hardly at all. And then Will Fuller, who's always hurt. I mean, it doesn't make sense, and it cannot sit well with number four.
Nope. Well, we appreciate it. We know you're busy, so thanks for stopping in. That's Lance Zierlein. You can catch him on the bench every morning with John Granato and Dell. You can also catch him on NFL Network, and you can follow his columns and all of his draft analysis as well. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, all you Kool-Aid drinking Texans fans, I'm going to let you change the channel and come on over to the reality that is ESPN 97.5, and I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, because we're going to take some of these calls in this segment, okay?
Do we have to?
Well, I mean, people are frustrated. They got a voice. They got a vent, too. But here's the thing. I don't think even – we always joke about the – I in particular joke. I won't put this on you guys. But the Kool-Aid drinking Red Rowdies and Red Rockets fans that –
hey, easy on the Rowdies.
That no matter what happens with the Rockets
– Rowdy Granny will bust your
they
ass.
They stick up for them, right?
Yes.
I don't know the biggest blue Kool-Aid drinking Texans fan on the planet that can spin this one in a positive and be happy.
Oh, I'd like to hear it, though.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm opening the door.
Please,
if you're
let
out
me hear
there, and you believe this was a good move for your favorite football team, feel free. Phone lines are open. 713-780-3776. You can call that number, text that number, tweet that. Be careful now, because if you tweet that, it's wide open for everybody else to see your stupidity.
Tweet your phone number? Don't tweet a phone number.
Tweet,
that would be weird.
Tweet
don't
why
tweet
you think this is a good move.
Oh, okay. I thought
all
you
right,
meant to
so
tweet
I'll let
713.
You pick. You pick. Let's get them going.
Let me wipe down line 3, 5, and 6.
Yeah, we're going to get to the shout-outs for those hand wipes in just a second. Mario has been holding the longest, so let's go with Mario.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? How y'all guys doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Man, I can't believe this is garbage, man. I thought you were crazy a couple weeks ago for saying, you know, a couple months ago when you were talking about leaving the Texans.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were insane, man, but... Man, I can't believe it, man. This is just terrible. They're the best wide receiver in the NFL, hands down, period, this time, and you go and trade him. Man, Bill O'Brien really does suck. It sucks big time, man. They need to get rid of that dude. I'm like you now, man. I'm gone until he's gone, man. I can't believe it. This is just pitiful.
Mario, you planning on spending any money on the team? Like, seriously, any
tickets? How do you get rid of your stuff? Can I get rid of mine? I'm trying to, at this point, I got to give it away.
See? Yeah, nobody wants it now, bro. Yeah, I waited too long. You should have did it when I did
either
it.
Either you can do the Cleveland route and burn the jerseys, or you could donate it to Goodwill and hope that it makes a difference for somebody else. But, Mario, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in with your feelings. I mean, look, you just think about it, and we keep going over it, but there's no going back from it, and there's no logic to it.
No.
No.
This doesn't make any sense. I'm going to hold out hope because I'm trying to be optimistic, but like I keep saying, there's maybe a 5 or 10% chance.
Let me ask you a question.
I just don't believe that.
Is Stephon Diggs someone that floats your boat?
It would help.
He's out there saying it's time for a new beginning. So maybe he's rumored to be out there as a guy on the block.
So you're going to flip David Johnson for him?
I don't know what you're flipping for him.
But here's the problem. Unless you sign Antonio Brown in the offseason, and there's very few wide receivers in this league that you can go and get that are going to put you in a better position than you were with Watson and Hopkins.
And you're right, because I thought about it when you said initially, when you were talking about the fact that, where is he in terms of one of the top three or four. Think about his ascension from a receiver. It used to be, well, he's top three or four behind Julio Jones, behind Antonio Brown, behind a select few. Every year he's gone from three to two to one to now everybody on most of the shows you watch say, look, it starts with DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
And his hands factor in because his hands are better than anybody out there. He doesn't have Julio Jones' size, but he's got better hands. He's quicker, I think. But I'm just saying, Julio Jones has kind of come down a notch. Antonio Brown went completely crazy. And he just keeps putting up numbers and dealing with, until he got his quarterback of the future, he still put up numbers.
Kyler Murray now has D-Hop and Larry Fitzgerald.
That's what I said. It's amazing. If you're Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, you're like, my God, we dumped a huge salary pain in the ass. We already had Kenyon Drake, who we stole from the Dolphins, to go with Larry Fitzgerald, D-Hop, and Kyler Murray's going, woo, let's do this.
It's just...
Let's roll through some of these.
Yeah.
Troy, you're up next.
Stunned.
Troy, what's up? Troy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Troy.
So don't you think the idiot would have had to gone to Cal and got this okay before he did it? If he did and he agreed to it, he deserves to have a team that's getting further away from a Super Bowl than closer. My comment is I got a suggestion for the Texans fans. With toilet paper on being short supply, I figured out what I'm going to do with my Texans jersey. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate you, Troy. That's actually good. Just tear them into strips and wipe your butt with them.
I mean,
good job, buddy. That makes sense.
Yeah, I just, if he didn't have enough hate before,
yeah,
I don't know that there's, and you keep saying, I don't know if there's any plan out there that can make a Texans fan feel like, yeah, okay, that was worth it. That was a good deal.
Bill O'Brien's like over there and he's like, look, guys, people are going to think this is a bad decision. Embrace the hate, but I'm doing this move anyway. And he just pulled the trigger and everybody, like, there's no way even Bill O'Brien didn't anticipate the reaction that the city was going to give. There's no way he didn't anticipate that.
What I don't understand is, and you're right, you know, he was probably like, it's going to be okay. They didn't like it when we did this move and that move last year.
We're
going to
get through this too.
Yeah, we're gonna fade this as well. Everyone said I was wrong when we gave up too much for Tunsil, but then that worked. Well, no, it didn't, because you didn't get him re-signed. You know, the Carlos Hyde thing worked out, but now you've replaced him with Duke Johnson? That's the plan? Instead of just re-signing Hyde or Miller? The thing that baffles me about all this is it happens to be... If you would have done this with J.J. Watt, had you kept Clowney or something like that, and you did it with Clowney, but you kept J.J. Watt, so that made sense because you had something on the
like
other side.
Like a backup plan, right?
None of the guys on this team that play the wideout position can stay healthy. The one guy that stayed on the field, who also happened to be one of the best in his position, is the one you decided to get rid of. You probably could have got Duke Johnson or David Johnson for Kenny Stills. You, yep, honest to God, probably could have pulled that off.
Because you're doing this. They were looking to take on that contract, right?
Yes. I just, boy.
It's not my job to do that. How's that for an answer?
You suck too.
That's
Bill.
Where I was going. That's
you
the
suck
next.
Yep. Too.
Yep. I don't think there's a two about it anymore, Bill. You just suck. I mean, that's just awful.
I am the smartest man alive!
Well, we're waiting to find out how you justify it. All right, that's hour number one. Still 2 hours to go. Please let us know how you feel. And again, if you're that Kool-Aid-drinking Texans fan and you're going to justify this somehow, we want to hear from you, too, because I don't know how you can. It is the usual suspects. Hour two around the corner. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.